Welcome back to Unshuck Yourself, powered by the Corpus Christi Originals Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben DeLeon, and today's episode is one I didn't schedule. I didn't outline it months in advance. I didn't circle it on a content calendar. Life chose this topic for me. For the past month, I've been dealing with a lingering sickness. Not a dramatic collapse, not something that forces a hospital visit, nothing life-threatening, just enough to disrupt everything. Enough to drain my energy, enough to mess with my sleep, enough to dull my focus, enough that the people around me noticed before I wanted to admit it. And that's what made the situation hit differently. Because when your health slips, it's never just your problem. When you're healthy, you don't think about your health. It's invisible. It's automatic. It's assumed. You wake up and move through the day without negotiating with your body. You make plans without calculating energy. You push, you stretch, grind, and you bounce back. Until you can't. When I got sick, I didn't stop immediately. I tried to power through. I told myself it would pass. I adjusted just enough to survive, not enough to recover. And slowly, I started noticing the cracks. Simple tasks felt heavier. Creative ideas felt farther away. My patience shortened, my presence thinned. And then it became obvious. I wasn't showing up the way I was expecting myself to. Not as a creator, not as a partner, not as a friend, not as a version of me I hold myself to. That's when it clicked. Your goals don't mean much if your body can't support them. Health isn't just about avoiding sickness. It's about capacity. How much life can you actually hold? One of the hardest parts of being sick wasn't the physical symptoms. It was realizing how much it affected other people. Plans changed. Energy shifted. Moments got quieter. Not because anyone complained, but because I could feel it. And that forced an uncomfortable realization. When you're depleted, conversations change. Your availability shrinks. Your emotional bandwidth narrows. Even when you don't say a word, people feel it. We like to believe we can compartmentalize, that we can handle it without impact. But health doesn't work that way. It leaks into everything. We've normalized ignoring our bodies. We celebrate pushing through exhaustion. We praise no days off. We treat rest like a reward instead of a requirement. We say things like, I'll slow down later. This is just a busy season. Once this project's done, I'll focus on myself. But here's the part we don't like to hear. Your body keeps score whether you acknowledge it or not. You can override the warning signs, fatigue, tension, stress, brain fog, but they don't disappear. They stack. And eventually, the body collects the debt. For me, getting sick wasn't random. It was cumulative. It was the bill coming due for all the times I treated my body like an accessory instead of the foundation. We talk about mental health and physical health like they live in different rooms, but they don't. They're the same house. When my body was run down, my thoughts got heavier. My optimism shrank. My tolerance for friction dropped. My self-talk got harsher. Not because I suddenly became pessimistic, but because my nervous system was exhausted. That matters. If you've been feeling short-tempered, unmotivated, disconnected, flat, it might not be a mindset problem. It might be a capacity problem. And that's not a moral failure, that's biology. We've been sold a broken definition of strength. Strength isn't just endurance. Strength isn't ignoring pain. Strength isn't proving you can handle more. Real strength is sustainability. Sometimes strength looks like rest before burnout, boundaries before resentment, slowing down before breaking, asking for help before you disappear. That's not quitting, that's intelligence. I had to admit something to myself this month. Pushing harder wasn't making me stronger, it was making me brittle. This experience didn't teach me anything brand new. It reminded me of something I already knew and hadn't prioritized. You don't rise to your ambitions, you fall to the level of your health. You can have big dreams, clear vision, strong discipline, but if your body is compromised, everything else follows. Your health isn't a side quest. It's not optional. It's not something you get to later. It's the platform everything else stands on. So here's the challenge for you and for me. Don't wait for your body to force the lesson. Ask yourself honestly, what signals have I been ignoring? What am I pushing through that needs attention? Where am I borrowing energy instead of restoring it? You don't need a dramatic overhaul. Start small. Start now. One more glass of water, one walk, one earlier night, one appointment you've been avoiding, one honest boundary. Protect your health like your future depends on it, because it does. I want to say this clearly. I care about consistency. I care about showing up. I care about this podcast. But I care more about sustainability. If that means missing an upload here or there, so I can show up healthy, grounded, and real, well, that's the choice I'm making. Because this isn't about pretending I never slow down. It's about modeling what looks like to listen to your body before it has to scream. Take care of your body. Take care of your mind. Take care of the people around you, starting with yourself. So until next time, I'm Ben DeLeon, and this has been Unshuck Yourself. We'll see you next time.